Can I do Star Trek? Mm-hmm. It's a series.
The ones that we watched.
Not an episode, though.
You like Star Trek?
Yeah.
We watched them with Grandpa. That's why we like them.
So, Star Trek series. And then there was one else.
Dad curled his lip up. He's like, you like Star Trek? He thought you were saying it wrong. Like, are you meaning Star Wars?
Welcome to Off the Beaten Path, but Not Lost.
With Tony,
Kristen,
Kylie, and Lexi.
Join us on this RV full-time living journey.
Across the beautiful United States.
Where the fail was. Welcome to episode 112.
Hello, hello. Today we're going to talk about us. It's a get to know us episode, non-RV edition. So we're going to ask a bunch of questions. We're going to tell you all of our thoughts on these random questions.
We just thought it might be fun to learn more about us and the things that we enjoy besides RVing.
Yeah, because we actually have other likes as well. It was actually hard when I was coming up with answers. I had to, like, purposely go outside the RV life because I did, like, try to go to RV life. All right, let's jump right in. Let's start with movies.
All right. Favorite movies or movies you can watch over and over. Kristen, go.
Anything Die Hard. Die Hard series, all five of them. I love them all. I like the Terminators. I like Tom Cruise flicks, like Mission Impossible. Any action films, Bourne Identities, all of those.
Yeah, so you're like pure action.
Yeah, I like all action.
No sappy junk.
No. I mean, sometimes I'll watch those, but my go-tos are action, straight action. No comedy.
And vampire stuff. You like the vampire stuff?
Yeah. They're not my favorites, but my favorites are these. Like, these I can watch over and over and over. Vampire and fantasy stuff I normally watch. I can watch some of them over and over, true. But not near as much as, like, these. These I could watch. I mean, I've seen Die Hard probably 50 times.
Yeah.
At least.
Just this year.
Yeah. Yes. If I'm, like, cleaning and I, you know, I can turn that on. I can listen to it in the background. I can do, like, I love Die Hard.
Sometimes when you do that, and I'm sitting off doing something else, I'm just quoting the movie the whole time, not even watching it.
Yeah.
Kylie, favorite movies, movies that you can watch over and over?
For my favorite movies, I actually picked three. It's very hard to pick your favorite movies.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially when you've watched a lot that you like a lot.
What are your go-tos?
Mine are Jumanji. Especially the second one, because there's a horse in the second one.
Yeah, like the newer Jumanjis. Yeah. You don't like my era Jumanji with Robin Williams.
Have you seen that one?
I've
I don't think so.
I haven't seen it, but I've like...
You saw it
hovered
on...
Hovered over it.
You saw it on the menu hovered, or like pass?
She said I hovered over it.
Star Wars. All of six of the Star Wars.
There's actually nine, but we only count like six.
Dad doesn't like the in between three.
No.
What?
The three prequel, like, I don't know, the Anakin ones.
You don't like those?
Not really, no.
They're fun.
They're all right, but not my favorites. Those are the, like, if I was going to watch Star Wars, those would be like the last ones I would pick.
And then Sahara, not the one that you might be thinking. It's an animated version, and it's actually snakes.
It's like animals, yeah, like desert stuff.
It's like there's snakes, but there's also like a scorpion and stuff, and it's animated. But it's snakes, and I love snakes, animals. So,
Lexi.
So I got quite a few. So Jumanji as well, the Star Wars series, and the Sahara. That I like that one too. Cats.
What is Cats about? It's just a little animated cat show?
Yeah.
Sad. Yeah, Kylie sad. Doesn't like it.
No. She hasn't even watched it, though. But
well, Lexi said
is it like
sad.
A Secret Life of Pets
kind
of movie?
Kind of. But it's only cats.
Yeah.
Okay. So, shocker, you like a cat movie. Cool. Good lists.
You guys then, also love action too, films.
Yeah.
You like the diehards.
Can the I do ones? Star Trek? Mm-hmm. It's a series.
The ones that we watched.
Not an episode though. Not
you like
an
Star Trek?
Yeah.
We watched them with Grandpa. That's why we like them.
So Star Trek series, and then there was one else.
Dad curled his lip up. He's like, "You like Star Trek?" He thought you were saying it wrong. Like, are you meaning Star Wars?
And then some of my favorites. I'm more of a comedy than anything else. I love action. I like all the 80s and 90s action movies. I could watch those over and over and over. All the, you know, the Sylvester Stallone and the Schwarzenegger and all those guys. Chuck Norris. I love those.
I like those too.
But some of my favorite comedies are like Super Troopers, Tommy Boy, a lot of like the Adam Sandler and all those movies. I can, in the Dumb and Dumber, you know, all those movies I can quote from probably start to finish. But like sci-fi stuff, I grew up on like the Alien series, Aliens, like the super scary. When I was a kid, they were super scary.
I don't think I would be scared of them.
And of course, like I'm a cult movie guy, so like the Goonies and all those movies. All right, kind of along that same line, favorite shows or TV series?
This is where my vampire shows come in. So I do a lot of like marketing stuff for my job. And I'm very, very, very involved in politics and the news. And so I do a lot of like real world life stuff during the day. And so my entertainment is stuff that can't happen. Like I like it to be as extreme as possible. I like Armageddon type things, which could possibly happen someday. But, you know, I like fantasy, vampire shows, magic, wolf, supernatural stuff. I like to be totally entertained. And by the way, I should plug in here too that I'm really smart when it comes to movies and stuff. I'm not just bragging, but I can like figure out shows really quick. And so the good thing about like supernatural stuff is normally it's, you know, totally.
A lot of twists.
Yeah, there's a lot of twists. And there's, you know, you can't always guess what's going to happen because they can do pretty much anything. In an action film or in like a drama or something, you know, there's only so many things they can do because they're trying to make it real life.
Yep.
So I like a lot of those shows. I also like Terminal List. It's on Amazon. It's a Jack Carr make.
It's like an adaptation of his books. Yeah.
So I do like his series. It has, what's his face in it?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, that's always good. I think that's it for my shows. That's where you find me on. Normally, you would find me on, like, the super weird, like, witches and all of those. And the cool thing is there's a lot of series on those things, so I can I can go for days.
They do a lot of spin-offs and stuff like that. Yeah. So, Kylie, what's your go-to shows?
So, I have a few. Some of them are the Tuttle Twins, which is one of the things that we do for school.
But they're, like, entertaining cartoons
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's, like, government and stuff. Teaching about government and stuff. Wing Feather, which is more kind of, like, not
it's
educational,
like
it's kind of like fantasy.
It's an adaptation of a movie, too. A book.
Yeah, The Wing Feather Saga. And then Alias, which we watched with Mom.
I did shut her eyes, okay? I did shut their eyes through some of those parts. So if you've seen the Alias shows, I don't let them watch all of them or all the parts. But yes, my kids have watched the entire series of Alias.
I was sad when we finished it. And then Reacher.
Yeah, we all love Reacher, I think.
And then I have pretty much the same thing Kylie has, Wing Feather, Tuttle Twins, Alias, Reacher. But then I have Miraculous Ladybug, Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir, Charmed, which is like Mom, Kylie, and me's show. Dad doesn't like it because it's pretty much a girl witch's show.
Yep. This is the original Charm, too. So from like, what is it?
The 90s.
I also shut their eyes during parts in that, too, just so you know.
Like some of the cake series.
Cake show, like
yeah,
baking.
Yeah, like Is It Cake?
Yep.
Or there's one that we watched with Grandma Kinda when she came to Yuma. It was like a snack one, and they had to make like Cheetos, but they had to make their own with like the same textures
or
whatever.
Yeah, I remember seeing some of
that
those.
Those are cool, too.
And then one we watched with Grandpa back at Michigan was Lost in Space. This is probably one of my favorite TV shows. We watched that with
like
mom
a little
too.
Boy.
Yeah, the little boy with like he finds a robot and he's first bad, but then he turns good because the little boy saves him.
Yeah, this is the most current Lost in Space. Like, there's one that's probably I think it was like black and white.
Kylie and I watched this when she was little together.
Yeah, we watched it with mom and then also with grandpa in Michigan. And then one that I watched with grandma was Merlin.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a good show.
And also, these are one of my favorite cartoons I like to watch, but only by myself because no one else likes it. But it's Pink Panther. I love the series Pink Panther.
It's the animated one with the Pink Panther and stuff.
I think there's only one, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm sure they know.
No, they have one that I've seen. It's human.
It's not a movie. Black and it's white. Steve Martin, yeah.
Black and white.
But it's so funny. And it's also good because most of the episodes, they don't talk. And it's not like they talk about anything. They just talk about, like, that part of the episode, like, spy mission or something. And Lexi's obsessed with it. She's literally watched pretty much every episode there is of Pink Panther.
Yep. She loves Pink Panther.
What about you, Tony?
I don't watch a ton of TV other than just like on movie nights and stuff, but some of my favorite series that I've watched multiple times is like Dexter. That was one of my favorite series. That's actually why we named our first dog Dexter, because he was one of my favorite character. 24 was a huge favorite of mine. I probably watched 24 a couple different times, the whole series front to back.
Have we watched that with the girls yet?
No. Nope.
Have you guys? Oh, that's a good one. We should bring that one out.
Yeah. And, of course, like Family Guy and all those silly shows and stuff. I get a kick out of those.
And you also like Reacher and you like Terminal List. Sure. Yeah.
And sometimes he'll just, like, be doing something around the house and Lexi and I have, like, a show on and he just like gets distracted.
He doesn't watch any of my shows though, any of my fantasy shows.
No. Not to say there's some that I don't like out there, but I'm usually doing something else and I'm not a big chick flick watcher.
And next we have favorite music. And we'll probably, all the music we're going to list is probably on Spotify because that's the only music app we have. So, yeah.
Yeah, we have the family Spotify app so that we can all have our own playlist. I don't really need it, but they all listen to different stuff. The kids normally would fight with Tony. Like, he'd be out driving around and Frozen would come on the Jeep or something. And then
like, what in the world?
Yeah. He would turn it back and then the and kids then would turn
it back.
And
then he would call us, why?
So I upgraded us to the family plan a little while ago, and we've kept it. So we all have our own playlist. So what's on your playlist? Let's hear it. Lexi, go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So I like pop. I like rock. That rhymes. I like pretty much all music, but my favorite's pop and rock and country.
Give me some examples.
Like, Taylor Swift, Ava Max, Justin Bieber.
What about your albums?
I made a lot of albums, and I also have downloaded a lot of albums.
No, your records.
Oh, you never said that. Anyways, so I have the Billie Eilish, Encanto.
Which is like a soundtrack to a Disney movie, right?
I got a Taylor Swift one. And Macy Peters. Those are all my records so far.
And you like your record player a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Kylie, what about your favorites?
I like most music. I like rock, pop, everything, country. I like the record players, too.
Tony, why don't you go ahead? Because my answer to this is none of the above. Not available. No.
Yeah, if it's not somebody droning on about politics or...
Yeah, I like podcast, talking, news.
C-SPAN.
Yeah, I watch Congress. That's what I do.
Mom watches Congress all day.
I do. I watch Congress and then I like laugh at certain parts and I'll like call the family over to like listen to it and they just look at me like, what are you having us watch? And I'll just be like cracking up.
I have a very eclectic taste in music, so I pretty much like any genre out there, I have it in a playlist. But rock, like classic rock.
What's
some
your
of my favorite
song?
There's no way to even answer.
No, you have to answer right now.
I can't.
Or we all die.
Well, it's nice knowing you. I could just make one up.
Right now, what do you like? Obviously, it'll change tomorrow.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even have a favorite song from every artist.
You are bad. We can do this. We do this game where we'll like go through the list, and I'll play only like a couple seconds of songs in his Spotify, and he like knows all of them. He's pretty good. Sometimes, it's not even music. Like it's like the breath. Like the person goes, and he's like blah blah blah, and I'm like, what? How did you know that?
I just love music. I've listened to music my whole life, even as a young kid. My dad was a musician, so I was always exposed to music. So it's always been there for me.
Yeah, one time I looked at Dad's playlist. It's about 1,000 songs long.
Those are only 1,000 of my favorite songs.
Speaking of music, what's your favorite song to sing out loud or your karaoke song? What is your favorite song to sing out loud?
Gosh, Mom, you have a lot.
It's all the same thing. It's all Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi is my sing as loud as I can song. Things like Living on a Prayer, You Give Love a Bad Name. I can rock those out horribly, but still sing them. It's My Life or Someday I'll Be Saturday Night. Those are my favorites.
I like Taylor Swift, but there's not really one that I like to do.
Oh, so. She stopped me from my question.
Dad, what's yours?
I'll sing anything in the car, especially when I'm by myself.
What's your favorite? You have to give a song. Come on.
I mean, I don't know.
If you're going to sing karaoke, what are you going to pick?
My go-to karaoke song is Some Kind of Wonderful.
Oh.
I've sang that like on multiple occasions. I sang it at our reception.
Yeah. When I met Tony the day I met him. He sang karaoke.
So, no, we met, and then we talked about songs or something like that.
And you did it that night.
And then I went out.
Oh.
Like, within the next week or two.
Okay, you're right.
I sang it to your voicemail.
You remember everything. Okay, either way, we talked about the song that I liked, and then Tony ended up singing the song on my voicemail.
It was Whitesnake.
A few days later. And it was really cute getting that voicemail.
Another one of my favorites is actually also We Will Rock You.
Yeah, you guys love that.
That's one that all four of us kids sing. Like when when we met up
over
with them.
Over and over.
When we met up with them one night, we were eating, and the parents were eating outside, and we were eating inside, and then we turned it up super loud, and all four of us sang it.
Yeah, we heard you. Lexi, what's yours?
Mine?
Your go-to singing song.
So, I like Queen of Kings. It's by Alessandra. And then another one I like is,
Are You Ready for It?
Yeah. Are You Ready for It? By Taylor Swift.
What about the other one with, one of the blonde country? Yeah, Bluebird.
Oh, Carrie Underwood?
One of the
blonde
chicks.
Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert. You guys sing all those. And you guys say always singing like Frozen songs and stuff like that.
I like Blown Away by Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
All right, favorite books. Kylie, go.
I almost said Gravy and Biscuits, Chop Sandwiches, Spaghetti.
I don't know that book.
My favorite books are Wings of Fire. It's like the Dragon series. I'm on like book 6 or 7, and I love them so much that Lexi and I made a game about it. And Black Stallion or Black Beauty, I like both of those books. Yep. And I think it's the Black Stallion that has all of the series, but
reading the second book in Black Stallion right now, right?
Yeah, I'm reading it. So actually, it's the Black Stallion that has all, it has like 8 books.
Yeah.
And then The Forbidden Library, which I just finished. That's like, I really like that book because there's like a cat and stuff in it. And then there's like magical stuff. It's different than magical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that book, all of the magical stuff is bad.
Oh.
Like fairies are bad.
Oh, wow.
And then Jurassic Park also.
Yeah. You read the Lost World too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think I read a couple.
You read both those Michael Crichton books?
Lexi, what about you?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
No, the other Lexi.
The other Lexi that lives here.
The other Lexi that lives over there.
So there's Willow Dean, The Good Thieves, which I just finished, and I loved it so much. Case Closed, which is like pick your own path. Mm-hmm. And then Pippi Longstockings. I had it on my Kindle, but it was in Audible, but I also had the real book. So I played the audio, but also like read along.
We also read that when a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. That I don't remember.
Yeah, you were a little girl. So this is, you did this on your own. That's good. I like fantasy books. So this kind of goes along with my TV shows. When I go towards books, if I'm not listening to it with Tony, if I'm listening to it with Tony, then I'm going to listen to the same shows that or books that he's going to talk about. But the Audibles or the books that I kind of go to are fantasy books, supernatural stuff. I like to be entertained. I don't like to guess what's going to happen. So my books are fantasy, supernatural, things that if I'm listening to it, it has to be on a headset.
I don't do much reading other than school books with the kids. but I do listen to audiobooks, usually like on road trips, like drive days. Kristen and I will listen to our own book. We like the Terminal List books. We like, there's a Tier 1 series, which is like Navy SEAL stuff. It's a fiction. But we really like the action style books like that, thrillers and stuff.
And sometimes I can push you, like if we're listening to it together, sometimes I can push him into an Armageddon type book with like zombies and
I
stuff.
I like survival and that kind of stuff, like apocalypse kind of stuff too.
And if we can find an action, which is like zombies and fantasy, which is zombies, that's like really, that's a good one. Because then I can listen to it with Tony and we can enjoy it together. But yeah, it's supernatural.
Yeah. And we have a really good audiobook narrator that we love.
Oh yeah, Ray Porter.
Ray Porter, he does accents and voices and women, and like he makes it into basically like a movie in your mind's eye. Like
sometimes crazy. We'll look up Ray Porter specifically and just see what he's done, and like, then just do his books.
If he's narrating an audiobook, it's probably worth listening to. So, and other than that, like books that I've read in the past, one of my favorites is Jurassic Park. I read that like way back in the early 90s before the movie came out.
Yeah, I think Dad and I both kind of like those books a lot.
All right, let's talk about some of our favorite foods.
All right, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Lexi, go.
Parfait. I like fruit parfaits.
That's your breakfast?
Yep.
So we'll do like yogurt, granola, strawberries cut up.
Or blueberries.
Or blueberries, a little brown sugar in there.
Once in a while we get some blackberries or raspberries, which are also good.
There's a chicken paninis.
Yeah, we use a sourdough bread for that.
Chicken, mustard, cheese.
Lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah, the things. Yep. What's your dinner?
And my dinner is tacos and rice.
All right, Kylie, what's your three? Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Mine are gravy and biscuits. I've loved that pretty much since I first tried it.
Yeah.
especially the way Dad's makes it. He does half spicy, half normal, which is really good. Chopped sandwiches.
What are those?
So you take sub rolls, but then you take like lettuce and some deli meat, mustard or mayo. You can have both, I think. Cheese and any other kind of things that you put on a sandwich. And then you just lay them all out, like, on top of each other.
Yeah, you make a pile.
Yeah, you just make a pile. Then you take a knife and you just chop it up till everything's in, like, it's like mush.
So basically, you chop it up.
Not mush, but it's like little pieces.
You basically dice up the whole sandwich so that it's all mixed together.
And then you kind of mix it so, like, all the mustard and stuff is together.
Yep.
And then you flop it onto the sandwich, and it's so good.
Yep.
chopped sandwich is actually a good memory for me because I taught Grandma to make it, and once I tried it, I, like, made it over and over again.
It's so weird. It's literally the exact same thing as just a normal sub sandwich. There's nothing different. You don't add anything different. It's just tastes different. It's so much better.
It does taste different than a regular sandwich.
Maybe it's just because everything's so mixed, but... Yeah. I'm not a creator of it. There's a place in Brooklyn, I think, called Farmer in the Deli, and I saw a video of them making a chopped sandwich. So I just watched the video, and I got all the stuff, and I made our own, and they were a hit. Everybody liked them.
At first, Dad tried to get me to try it, and I was like, no, because Dad put onions on it. But I tried his, and I was like, can you make me one? And then my dinner is spaghetti. I just love...
You love spaghetti?
Yeah.
I hate spaghetti, but I love big spaghetti.
She's just a
you just like,
problem
it's
child.
It's just a mental thing. You just like the cheese in the big spaghetti.
Yeah.
All right, Tony.
I like how it mixes.
I'm a gravy and biscuits. That's probably one of my favorite breakfasts. Homemade. I don't really like, you know, restaurant stuff. But my lunch, either... Kogel hot dogs, which are my favorite Michigan brand hot dogs, are Kogel Viennas, so they snap when you eat them. Very good. Or like a sub sandwich or chop sandwich. Those are some of my favorite lunches. And then for my dinner, I'm a steak guy. I love steaks. I love ribeyes, New York strips, baked potato. Like, that's a perfect pair for me.
Yeah, those are, I like all of that. We eat a lot of food that I love. I just had to pick one, and spaghetti is one that I like a lot.
You could probably eat spaghetti every night.
I could eat spaghetti for at least 3 nights in a row. Not every night.
So I actually picked 2 things that were already said. But I love French toast for breakfast. That's my favorite. I beg Tony to make that all the time. And then I like chicken paninis for lunch. Those are so filling, and they're so good. They're like, they just hit the spot. They're so good.
And we don't have a panini press, but I actually do use like a burger press on the Blackstone. So they're still kind of like a pressed hot sandwich.
And they're so good. So
I
good.
Think I would like it better if the bread wasn't toasted. Because to me, the bread and stuff... tastes too much like a grilled sandwich.
That's the point. But anyways.
I don't like that. I would probably like it 100 times better if the bread
wasn't
grilled.
Well, maybe Dad will make you one.
Yeah. I just had the greatest idea for a panini.
What?
So make it, smash it, do whatever you need, and then take a cookie cutter and put it in the middle, and then you have like a cookie sandwich.
Jeez.
What you could do, what I was thinking the last time I was eating a panini, though, Tony, is have a dip.
Mm.
That would be really good, too.
Like a dip, hot sauce?
Maybe. For Lexi. Lexi'd like a hot sauce. I don't
like
hot
ranch?
Sauce, but I would probably just, like, dip it in a little mustard or something. But the sauce kind of gets cooked out a little bit. Mm. Or it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it'd be good to dip it in something. They're really good. I like paninis a lot. And then my dinner would be steak and mushrooms and asparagus and a baked potato. So it's Tony's. It's steak and a baked potato, but I'm adding in mushrooms, sauteed mushrooms and onions, and then asparagus. It's so good. I love asparagus.
We kind of all like all the things. Like, we all like broccoli. Most of us like asparagus. Lexi says she doesn't, but she still eats at least 1 or 2.
Well, I only eat it because I like the end where it's, like, crunchy. But when I start getting down, it's yuck.
And then moving on to probably my favorite part about this episode, desserts.
Yeah, of course.
What's your favorite, Kylie?
Mine is apple pie with whipped cream and sometimes ice cream. Some vanilla ice cream.
So this was hard for me, and I did pick something that no one else picked. And so I like all the things everyone's talking about, except for Lexi's. I would twist it up a little bit, and I'll say that when she says it. But I wanted to pick something that nobody else picked, so I'm going to go with no-bakes, even though they're not, like, my absolute favorite. But I like chocolate chip cookies. I like no-bakes, brownies, all those things. But no-bakes, I'm going to go with that right now.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Lexi. Jinx, I won.
I would like yellow cake with buttercream frosting.
And I'm going to twist that for what I like. It would be chocolate. Chocolate cake with chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
But anyways, buttercream is good.
I also like cake, but with like normal yellow or white cake. I love white cake. And then peanut butter frosting. It's so good.
Yes.
Your mom knows how to make that.
Yeah, we need to make that again.
Yeah.
We have a recipe from great grandma.
Yep.
From peanut butter fudge.
Yep, I just saw
she
that.
She also taught me the peanut butter frosting, just so you know.
While we're on this cake subject, my favorite cake would be like German chocolate. I love German chocolate cake. Yeah.
That's good.
And I never get it because nobody else likes it.
I mean, it's okay if you want to get it sometime. It's not like I hate it. I mean, I pretty much like all cake. But
same, I like all cake. But next time you see it, Dad, you should definitely get it because I like trying cakes.
Bet you do.
I would probably like it.
So I would like yellow cake with buttercream frosting or yellow cake with or just coconut cake.
Coconut cake is good.
Aiden's cake was perfect. That was amazing.
It was good. That was yellow cake, I think, with like coconut frosting.
Mm-hmm. And coconut on top.
Well, it had white frosting, I think, with just coconut shavings on it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
We'll have to ask Tara to be sure, but I think that's what he had.
And then for me, like, I love a bowl of, or a cone of, like, Moose Tracks ice cream. I like a lot of different ice creams, but I like Moose Tracks and those.
Especially when we get to try, like, a new ice cream place, and it's really good ice cream. Remember that place in Kissimmee that was the one shaped as the ice cream?
Yeah.
That was really good. It was so good, we kept coming back to it.
All right, let's jump into hobbies.
Or/interests.
Yeah. Yes. Hobbies or interests?
Mom, how about you go first, since you have the most boringest hobby for all three of us.
Oh, my gosh. Politics. Politics are my hobby. I love politics. And off-roading. Off-roading's fun.
Yeah, off-roading we all like.
Yeah. Yeah, I love politics, and I talk about politics a lot. Kylie.
I like video games, painting, animals. I love animals so much. And then also swimming. We've been in Yuma for a few, like a couple months now, and we went to the pool many times. And each time I go, I practice, like, the handstand underwater or going down to the bottom of the six-end foot pole.
Like the deep end,
Deep end. Kyla, and each time I go, I can get better and get better.
Yeah,
get
you're a good swimmer.
Doing some cool tricks.
Mine is swimming. I love swimming. I just learned to swim in the deep end with no life jacket and jump in the deep end with no life jacket. So, yeah. Painting. I love painting. We just got a painting kit from Christmas. Bike riding. I love bike riding because it's just like, sometimes I act like I'm on a motorcycle.
You like the wind in your hair and the bugs in your teeth.
And sometimes when I'm like in a campground and like the pavement's like bumpy, sometimes I feel like I'm in like the Jeep or something or like a motorcycle.
Nice. Are you going to be a biker chick when you grow up?
No, she's not.
Also, video games. And then my last one, fashion.
She said that with
a little sass.
Fashion. Lexi's favorite outfit has leopard in it.
Yeah.
It's literally all leopard. Leopard jacket, leopard shirt, leopard pants, and her leopard boots.
It's a good day when Lexi has something leopard on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Leopard is my favorite color.
It is good. It is.
Okay, Dad, your turn.
And then some of my favorite hobbies.
Dad looked at me helplessly. Am I going to be left hanging? Are you going to introduce me? Sorry, go ahead.
And some of my favorite things to do, my interests and hobbies. I love photography. I've always loved photography. Off-roading, obviously, anything in the Jeep. Anytime we can go off-road and get like hit a back road or a forest road or like in Yuma here, we can go out into the desert for the entire day.
My favorite Jeep trails are all Jeep trails. I don't have a favorite Jeep trail.
Yeah. I mean, I feel more at home in the mountains than I do anywhere else, but I'll take any trail. Yeah. As long as I can get out there. I also,
as long as I can get out and get back and we have food and we have all of that stuff that we need, I don't worry about anything.
Yeah.
I don't care what setting we're in.
And on that note, like one of my favorite things to do is just to be outside. I love being outside.
Yeah, especially on jeepniks.
Yep. All right.
Animals. What are your favorite animals?
So on this one, I had to say one animal only, or we'd be here all day with Kylie. So they were only allowed to pick one animal. What's your favorite animal? I'm going to go with dogs. 100%. So dogs are my favorite. They're a man's best friend. They're so good. I feel like every family should own a dog as long as you could treat a dog good because they just make you so happy. I think you live longer when you have dogs. I just think dogs complete you. So
I'm with you there. Dogs, that was my pick as well.
I'm just going to go with horse because if I listed all of the animals that I even like,
we'd be here all day. Next.
I could make an entire podcast.
I
could make an entire
that.
Series about this.
Yeah, I already said that.
That's why we had to put a leash on you. Lexi, what about you? Go.
Let's just say mine's a jaguar. With
leopard. Or a leopard.
I'm surprised it's not a leopard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leopard or jaguar doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Same. Or black panther, because they're the same thing, but black.
Yeah.
So jaguar or leopard? Either one?
Yeah.
She just likes cats in general. Any cat domesticated wild or...
Yeah.
All right. Favorite way to unwind. So when you are all done with your school and you had a long, stressful day and you're all done, what do you want to do, kids?
So for me, especially if it's a rainy day, video game or a movie, because I feel extra lazy when it's raining.
You could just stay in your PJs.
Well,
Lexi, what about you?
I got quite a few things. So, video games, movies, all the normal stuff, snuggle with a dog, and play by myself. Just solo plan.
Yeah, Lexi likes to go off and do something like build a spy set or
build a raft with school supplies.
Yeah, she built a raft with school supplies.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's just being creative, you
know? She made a whole, like, kitten home underneath the stool the other day, laying down. Like, it was a miniature kitten home under the stool in this little area.
Under a chair and under a stool.
Yeah.
Stool was under the chair, and under the stool was a kitten's home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We don't even have a kitten.
Nope.
The kids play very well together, and they play all the time together. But
the only times that Lexi is normally playing by herself is, like, when I'm still doing school, and she got done early, because she doesn't have as much school stuff as me. No.
My favorite thing to do to unwind, if I've had, like, a stressful day, is to snuggle with a pup or a kid and watch some Bruce Willis. That's if I'm, like... I don't want to think about what movie I want to watch. That's what I was trying to say earlier today is when we were talking about movies, our favorite movies. The reason why I like Bruce Willis so much is because I don't have to think about the movie, right? If I'm like my head hurts from thinking too much that day, I just want to lay on the couch, have a dog come up and snuggle with me or a kid snuggle with me and watch a Die Hard. And I'm all set.
Dad's is 100% different than ours.
Yep.
All of ours are inside.
Yep. My favorite way to unwind is to be away from technology. And I like to be outside. Like if it's a bike ride or just even sitting outside in a chair, like just listening to music or something, watching the sunset.
Sometimes we all do that too.
Yeah.
But that's very good at just sitting there and patient, like just sitting there in the
sometimes
chair.
I just like to take it in, you know? I like to hear the sounds and, you know, all the things.
Especially on bike rides. When you say, I think I'm going to go for a bike ride, and Flexi and I are, like, inside playing switches or something, we're like, can we come? Because I love riding my bike.
Yeah, you guys always come with me.
Another way that I feel, like, works really well to unwind, but it's a little different. So it's not, like, if I'm having a really stressful day, I love a Jeep trail. Like, as soon as you get in the Jeep and you get out away from everything, it's just so relaxing.
Yeah, especially when we're in a cool place, you know, some very scenic area. Like I said, for me, mountains, we get up into, like, the mountain roads and stuff. As long as they're not, like, a super stressful, you know, like, one vehicle wide shelf cliff road or something.
Yeah, don't give me those.
But, yeah, just a stroll through the woods or whatever. Yeah, I love that for sure.
The woods. Oh, the best. I miss the woods.
Yeah, I'm missing trees.
You know, I'm loving this area. I love Yuma area and the desert. But I do miss trees, man. I miss them. Like, I'm feeling it right now. Like, you just said that, and I got, like, butterflies a little bit.
Yeah.
A good trail forest. In the woods.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely don't get that here. This one's for the kids. Kids, what's something that you would like to be when you grow up?
I would say veterinarian because I love animals and I love taking care of them and I love seeing animals, like, just be happy.
So what's going to happen when they're not happy? You're going to be sad? You're going to cry a lot at work?
Yep.
Yeah.
I would love for you to be our veterinarian because you are a very caring person. So maybe too caring for that, but we'll see. We'll see how you do when you get older. Perfect job, Kylie. Perfect job.
My turn?
Yep, your turn. What do you?
So I would like to be a scientist, dancer, trash picker upper.
Those are all like little hobbies that you're going to have, right? Dancer and... Yeah. Lexi wants to be a scientist, and I think this is going to be kind of funny because I actually think she'll do something like this. I don't know if she'll be a scientist or what she'll be, but she always loves to have, like, her little notepad and her little books, and she wants to be, like, a businessy person. She likes to have, like, all the things,
she and she really loves
science. Yeah, she really loves science. She's reading some science books right now just for fun.
And even... Everything You Need to Ace and One Big Fat Notebook About Science. I bring that this podcast to read while we're doing it. But nope.
True. Yeah, I think you'll do something like that. Don't know what kind of scientist you'll be, but you'll do something, I'm sure.
I like to ask the kids what they want to be when they grow up because I'm still looking for ideas.
I just briefly wanted to say a little bit of what I do because we do get asked this a lot. I am blessed to have a full-time job that I can work remotely and online, which is nice. And they are very supportive of me, so I can be anywhere in the United States. I can be anywhere in the country, even in the world. They wouldn't mind as long as I was getting my job done. It's a company that works with publishers. And then I also have some side jobs that I do with social media and, like, website design and stuff like that. So that's what I do. Keeps me busy. Let's go to the next one.
Nobody's going to ask me what I do?
Let me ask you. Hold on.
I don't know.
And then Tony is blessed to be our stay-at-home dad now, but he's very busy.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, he's very, very busy. He keeps everything running properly, including our bodies. He feeds us.
I keep you clothed and fed.
Yeah, I hate cooking. So thankfully, he makes all the meals, which is great. And he's our homeschool teacher. I think he's better than me, even though I'm sad about that. I wish that I could still do the teaching. He's the homeschool teacher, and he does all the things. So he's a very busy person.
It's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun all day, every day.
We like it a lot better than when you worked. So we're glad that you don't work anymore.
Yeah.
Because now we get to see you.
Yeah, for more than like an hour.
Yeah.
A day, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay, let's move on. If you could have dinner with any three people, dead or alive, who would they be and why? I am going to go first.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Rush Limbaugh. Don't send me your hate mail. Just going to leave it at that. Elon Musk. just because he's fascinating. He was poor as a child, and now he's literally the richest person in the world. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And
we happen to love his internet.
Yeah, we love his internet. I'd have some good questions for him. And then because this is a dinner, I think a chef would be amazing. So the third person I would do is like Gordon Ramsay. I'd have him make me a steak because his steak is amazing looking. Or like Julia Child or something because I used to love watching her cook. Have you guys seen any of those?
Nope. I've seen Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys used to watch the his kitchen show with the kids. What was that called?
I don't remember, but I need to put on the Julia Child for the kids. I think they'll like her a lot. She's funny.
And for me, I picked a few, couple entertainers. Like one of them would be Mike Rowe. I love the way he writes. He's a great, fantastic writer. He's a great speaker. And
down to earth.
I love what he does for like the trades. Mm-hmm. Like he raises millions of dollars for the trades and he puts people through trade schools with scholarships to actually, you know, do jobs that matter. And of course, like this all started with his show, Dirty Jobs. I loved Dirty Jobs when it first came out and I always watched that. So that's one, like his personality, I would love to have a beer with him.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
And then Jack Carr, because I love his writing style. He is a former Navy SEAL, so I'm sure he has some amazing stories to tell. And, you know, he knows all these amazing people. And it took me a while to kind of like sort out somebody dead that is somewhere down the line, like something for a historical factor. And I kind of like came to my great grandparents. My great grandparents were from Italy, on my dad's side. They immigrated here from Italy. And I knew them as a young kid. I might have been 7 or 8 when they were both, by the time they had both passed away. And I never knew what they were saying when they talked to me because I was young and they had a super thick Italian accent. But I do know that my great-grandma used to force-feed me spaghetti and meatballs, even though I didn't want it. That's one of my memories from being at their house for dinners.
Oh, maybe that's why I love spaghetti so much.
She force-fed you? Like, pushed it in your mouth?
Like, made me eat spaghetti, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And all the foods that she would make. And it wasn't just spaghetti. Probably, like, lasagnas and stuff like that. But I even with my aunts and uncles and dad and grandpa and stuff, never really got a lot of their history, like even from Italy, the time in Italy, because I think they came over in their 20s, and then they had 4 or 5 kids, and the only one I really ever knew was my grandpa. The other, what would be great aunts and uncles, mm-hmm. never had any relationship with them. They lived elsewhere. So
I bet you there's some interesting stories there.
Yeah. Bummer. I would have loved to hear what it's like to come over, like, possibly through Ellis Island or, you know, mm-hmm. that's a major deal. Like, that was in the
19-teens
or 20s, you know, so I think that would be cool. I would love to have a conversation with them to be able to document some of their history because it's something that I've always wondered about.
That would be really cool. Yeah. I think that would be neat. Kylie.
So my three choices are all presidents. Because it literally starts from the beginning of the time that presidents were, like, elected and stuff yeah. to, like, kind of to now. And I would do...
kind of now. You're so
and
cute.
And I would do George Washington because he was the first president of the United States of America. And that would be so cool to at least just, like, talk to him.
Yep.
Yeah, he was an interesting one, too, because he fought for us. Actually yeah. fought.
An interesting one. Theodore Roosevelt, because he loved animals and so do I. So that would be cool too. And
he had a lot of unique animals.
Yeah, I actually looked it up and he had a lot
he had
of
like
animals.
Alligator, a couple dogs, a couple
He had
cats.
A lot of dogs.
Plus he was very important for our national parks and stuff like that, mm-hmm. too. So yeah. He was a big conservationist.
And teddy bears.
Yep, yep.
He invented the teddy bear.
And then your third?
Donald Trump.
Why? I'm scared for this. And why Donald Trump?
I like it because he's funny and his hair and...
We actually
did that Freya? To Elsa. Freya.
Freya, when she was a puppy, we used to get a brush and comb it right like Trump's hair.
So Kylie has always liked Trump. Like as a kid, as a baby, she'd like, whenever he was on
when
TV.
When she was three.
You've liked him for a long time. Whenever he was on TV, she'd be like glued to the television. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening here? All right, Lexi.
So I like Taylor Swift. I like her because she has a good voice. She has good fashion. I just have a lot of questions because she's like, I don't know. It's just like, she's a singer.
You're just curious about her, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what like, else?
What interested her to sing?
Yeah. And she loves cats.
Yeah.
So you have that in common.
She's obsessed with cats.
Yeah. My next one is like a together group, but it's both in ancient Egypt because that's what we're learning in school today. Or not today, this year. It's Cleopatra and King Tut, or two in common.
Or it would be cool to meet King Khufu.
Yeah.
Why do you like Cleopatra?
Number one, I like her hair. and number two, she's pretty. I like all like the makeup and stuff. And well, I like...
This is over here. Wait, hold on.
I think this is all based off of what you've seen in like TV shows and movies and books. Yeah. But I think Cleopatra is kind of like dinosaurs. Like, we just have to guess what they look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like pretty much...
I think they know a little bit because of the drawings and stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
But I feel like one thing that she did have was in her hair, like, gold beads. Because that's pretty much, like, what kings or queens wear.
Yeah, the ancient Egyptians, they were obsessed with gold, right? Yeah.
Okay, and your third one?
I want to do it. I want to meet King Tut because when he became king, he was 9. So I have a lot of interesting questions for him. And he died at 21. So. Yeah.
And your third?
Is Shirley. I never... So, first, before I say anything, it's mom's aunt.
It's your great aunt. Great, yeah. Great aunt. My great aunt. Mm.
But I never really got to meet her.
Yeah, you were like one, or close to one.
Yeah.
So, she is a wonderful person. She was kind of like my grandma, but she was my great aunt. But she was very, very, very close to us. She'd babysit us whenever, like, for me, whenever I was sick from school, she'd babysit. She didn't watch me as much as she watched, like, my brother, for example, because my dad watched me a lot because of their work schedule. But my brother, she would watch every day. But our family was very, very close to Aunt Shirley. It was always a good day if I would fake being sick and then I'd... Well, you're going to have to go stay with your Aunt Shirley. Okay. Like, that's the goal. Thank you. I have lots of memories. We'd go over there, and she'd have, like, soap operas on the TV. She'd have the TV guide on the little counter, and she or on the nights of the
coffee table
next to us. And she'd say, pick out something. And I'd look through there, and there'd be, like, 5 things because she had, like, just the antenna, you know?
Yep. Yeah, she was a nice lady.
Yeah, a lot of good memories with Aunt Shirley. So Kylie got to meet her a little bit more, but it would be very, very nice if you could meet her. And that's a very good pick, Lexi.
Yep.
Very sweet of you. Gets a tear in my eye.
If you could, or the next question is, if you could instantly become an expert in something, what would it be? Mom.
Okay, so I would do like stocks or investing or something so that we can make more money. we could make a lot of money and then I could just quit and we could just go full time fun.
Yeah.
Tony?
I would go. I was struggling with this because I don't know. I like, but I think it came back to like woodworking, doing something like that. Like if I had a shop with like a lot of amazing tools, and I had like a, you know, obviously became an instant expert at woodworking because I love watching woodworking reels and stuff and videos of like table building and furniture building. I don't know. It's something about it. It always grabs me, and I just have to watch it.
And like, you could use your money that mom's making from her job to buy your super amazing tools. Yeah,
because those slabs of wood are very expensive.
Yeah, unless you go and chop them down yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're woodworking, you could just go do the whole thing.
I'd have to be a lumberjack and a woodworker.
Dad, you would be like Bill.
Who?
Bill.
Who's Bill?
With his wood workshop.
Oh, that was Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Doug, yep.
You just made that name up.
If I could instantly become an expert in something, there might be a few things, but I think I would probably pick swimming. Because I love swimming in water. It's just...
So would you be like a competitive swimmer, like Olympic swimmer?
Maybe.
Like but in competitions, or you just want to be the...
This is just what she's picking at 9 years old, okay?
You just want to be the best swimmer in the world.
Oh, yeah. This is what she's picking at 10 years old, okay?
I just love swimming because I like talking or thinking about things that I'm scared of.
All right, Lexi.
If I could instantly become an expert in something, I would probably do painting.
Painting? Be an expert painter?
Like, whoa, you changed it up.
Like Bob Ross?
Yeah. That would be cool, Lex, because we've watched Bob Ross videos before, and he literally does, like, two swipes, and it already looks like a real-life mountain.
Yeah.
And if I did that on a canvas with a knife and paint, it would probably look like I had a seizure.
Okay, so... Tony, you can make your woodworking and sell that. Lexi, you can do your painting and sell that. Kylie, you're not making any money for us, so you're just doing your swimming.
Yeah, I could win competitions and we'll like...
They don't make money. It costs money to do those. And then I will do the investing stuff. And then we all just work really hard so that we could get Kylie into the Olympics and pay for her to have trainers and stuff. Okay.
Next is last question. If you could travel anywhere in the world right now, where would it go and why? Or where would you go and why?
Don't worry, honey. I'll take you with me. Okay. I will pick Australia. I actually picked Alaska first, but then the kids made me change it because they're like, we're only going to go there.
We are.
I would like to go to all these places that we picked. So... but yes, if we could go anywhere right now, I would say Australia.
What are you going to do, fight a kangaroo there?
No, it's not a cool things there.
Get chased by spiders?
What I like is that we'll know what happens before everybody else.
Like living in the future.
Tony.
I picked Iceland.
Why?
Because they have amazing off-roading. If you're, amazing off-roading. That. And they have, like, crazy active volcanoes. So it's very pretty there.
When it's not
burning. If you're not being scalded by magma.
One thing I think is really funny about Iceland and Greenland, Iceland sounds like it's full of ice. But really, it's full of volcanoes and green grass. And then... Greenland sounds like it's covered in grass, green and trees and beautiful. It's actually mostly covered with snow and mountains and ice. And ice. Yeah.
Kind of opposite.
Yeah.
But yeah, Iceland, I've seen a ton of videos from photographers and videographers that I follow, and it looks pretty amazing there, to be honest with you.
Kylie, where would you go?
I would go to Italy because... Their food, because I love a lot of Italian food. I love pizza. I love spaghetti. I love meat. I like meatballs, as long as it's sausage.
Yep.
But also because...
You love pasta in general.
Yeah. Chicken Alfredo and all that. And also because I'm 1/8 Italian.
True. That is true.
Lexi.
I would go to France. I've always wanted to go to France.
What's the main thing you want to see in France? Is there one specific thing or just a lot of things?
Pretty much.
Or what place in France? Is there a certain place?
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
But also because Paris has like a lot of fashion and stuff. Yeah. They also have good food, like bread. Yeah. I think they do good bread.
Yeah. And also, I learned in this in my story. It's called My Story.
Yeah, one of your school things.
Yeah. And I learned about it, and it said that Paris, or France, either one, but they have really good mac and cheese. So that's all. So why I want to go there.
And also, I would never guess that. Also, because Lexi has always wanted to try macaroons.
Yeah.
One day we watched World Watch, which is a thing that Lexi and I watch every morning. They did a story on macaroons, how to make them, and the girl said that they melt in their mouth and they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're fun because you can make them in different colors and stuff, and it's just, they sound pretty good.
They sound amazing. I've never had one. I've never had a chance to have one, I don't think.
I wonder if they're like the same level of tastiness as German cake, like you said.
Also, I want to go, what is that place called? It's like shaped as a pyramid, but made out of glass.
The Louvre?
Yeah. I want to go there because it's like made out of glass and it's like a pyramid. And also, it is a museum.
Yeah, an art gallery and stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Do you know how I started wanting to go to Paris?
Because of the freaking Pink Panther. No?
Ladybug.
Yes. Oh, Ladybug girl. Do you know every time we learn something in ancient Egypt or anything in history, Lexi's like, oh, Pink Panther was there. On like the Colosseum, on the top of the pyramid, on the Sphinx.
At Nome.
He took the Sphinx nose or something.
He broke it.
Yeah. She's obsessed with the Pink Panther movies, the animated one.
So that's a little bit about us. Random stuff that you probably won't hear on a normal podcast. You know a lot about us just from, you know, our podcast. If you've listened to any of our podcasts, we talk obviously about our thoughts and our, you know, all the things that we care about and whatever. But we specifically tried this time to not talk about anything that you would hear on a normal podcast. And you got to hear the kids a little bit more than normal.
But that's a little peek into the things that we like besides RVing, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be any show notes for this episode. Maybe I'll link some of the shows or movies or some things that we talked about. But you can get any of that information from thefayolas.com/112.
Yep.
Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at The Fayolas. And I think that's good. That's a wrap.
Adios.
Bye.
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 Ah!
Do it.
I scare her away with my...
Hey, man, got any grapes?
Let me say that again without breathing so heavy. I do like Terminalist. It's on Amazon. I do like Terminalist. It's on God, I cannot say that.
Favorite Mutifuls.
Wow. Mutify.
And Macy Beaters.
Macy Peters.
Yeah, I said that.
You said Macy Beaters.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Hold on. Without yawning.
It's getting late.
Do I have a mellow voice? Wait, can I say something real quick?
Yeah, because I'm moving up a question.
¿Dónde es mi casa?
Uh-oh. Something about my house. Where is my house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that out. Go down.
Edit this to my book part. Me? Okay.
How many slaps can you get in?
How many and slaps can you do?
So.
this can be like a quick thing.
I cannot handle it.
I'm sorry, I can't handle it. So add this into the chap sandwich part. Here, say that again. I was overriding you.
The most dangerous fish on Earth is not actually fish. It's the blue-ringed octopus.
What's that have to do with anything? Kylie, stop. Just stop.
Like marbled cone snail.
Okay, stop. You're going to have to edit that. Take out the rando stuff Kylie started talking about. In the United States.
It's like living in the future.
Yeah.
Gosh, Dad.
No, Dad. So like living in the future. Okay.
My story? No, it's my story. Enter into TV shows. Lexi's part.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bye. Have a nice year. Bye.